It's Tuesday, January 27, 2026.
As the monster storm moves out, the deep freeze settles in.
The danger is not over yet after deadly extreme winter storm pummels U.S.
It set a pretty dangerous precedent for public lands across the country.
House Republicans overturned ban on mining near Minnesota's pristine boundary waters. Plus,
Michigan taxpayers didn't create this problem, and they shouldn't have to foot the bill to address it.
Michigan Attorney General sues Big Oil for operating fossil fuel cartel.
All of those attempts at accountability and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
A huge swath of the country is now under an Arctic air mass. So, for the record, Greenland attacked first. Okay, they had it coming.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we tried to warn about this last week, but boy, this storm across the entire country, by and large, is turning out to be quite deadly.
Yes, as we go to air, crews are working to restore electricity to hundreds of thousands of customers still without power in frigid temperatures in the wake of that deadly record-breaking winter storm that dumped snow, sleet, and ice across dozens of states over the weekend. Serious impacts from ice accumulations, particularly in the south. At least 34 deaths have been linked to the storm so far. While the nation's electric grid mostly held up, experts say power outages are an ongoing concern as dangerous cold and ice persist, extending the risk of roof collapses, burst pipes, and more. Reuters reports that the extreme cold curtailed delivery of natural gas supplies as demand spiked, causing prices to soar and increasing electricity rates, while a lack of transmission lines hindered delivery of abundant wind energy from unaffected states.
Well, you know, wind energy causes cancer.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
The reality of the storm forced the Trump Department of Homeland Security to pause mass layoffs of disaster response staff at the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
You mean they had to pause firing disaster response staff because there was a disaster?
Yes.
Who could have seen that coming?
Workers are now able to help the public with the storm's aftermath. Sometimes reality bites back. The layoffs are expected to resume, however, and because we live in stupid times, CNN reports that top officials ordered FEMA staff to avoid using the word ice in their public weather warnings because it might lead to online mockery of ICE, the agency.
Oh, God.
In other news, heads up, Minnesota.
Speaking of ICE.
House Republicans have passed a resolution to repeal the 20-year ban on toxic sulfide mining in the watershed of the state's pristine Boundary Waters Wilderness. It's unclear if the bill will be taken up in the Republican-controlled Senate. Critics warn that the move could open the door to destructive mining on other beloved protected lands. They say the economic benefits of mining aren't worth the risks of irreversible pollution in the Boundary Waters, vital to clean water supply and the region's outdoor tourism economy.
Well, that mining money ain't going to make itself.
In Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel filed an antitrust suit in federal court against BP, Shell, Chevron, Exxon, and the American Petroleum Institute Trade Group late last week. The suit alleges that the companies spent decades conspiring together as a, quote, cartel to block clean energy alternatives and colluded to restrain competition from renewable energy and electric vehicles in order to maintain their domination of U.S. markets in violation of antitrust laws.
Because they did all of those things.
The suit says the oil companies used a host of tactics to hinder investment in renewable energy and deceived the public about the environmental and economic costs of fossil fuels and the viability of clean energy, leaving Michigan households and businesses with fewer options and higher bills. Here's Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel.
These companies have made an untold billions and billions of dollars profiting off of their products, which did great harm to the state of Michigan. They embarked in this massive disinformation campaign so that they could continue to sell the exact same products that they knew were going to be doing so much damage over the course of time.
And finally, a federal judge ruled Friday that the Trump administration broke the law last year when it abruptly canceled $5 billion in funding appropriated by Congress dedicated to building out a national electric vehicle charging network. The judge vacated the program's suspension and permanently blocked the administration from canceling or withholding the funds.
Nice. Although I find it difficult to believe the Trump administration violated the law. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Ought to be a law against it. Ought to be a law.